You're listening to SBS News.
The long march to a nation-defining referendum has come to a crucial point. The bill to allow the Voice to Parliament referendum to proceed has been introduced to Parliament, drawing a standing ovation from government MPs and applause from the galleries. Minister for Indigenous Australians Linda Burney says the introduction of the bill is history-making and a public education campaign will begin in May.
There is money set aside for a civics, a neutral civics education campaign. We hope that that will begin sometime in May, and that is about making sure that the Australian community right across Australia understands that we have a constitution, how you change the constitution, what a referendum is, and of course the importance of this referendum.
Attorney General Mark Dreyfus introduced the legislation to Parliament on the final sitting day of the month. He says the bill, which will also include a move to recognise First Nations Australians in the Constitution, would rectify 120 years of explicit exclusion of Indigenous people in Australia's founding document.
The constitutional amendment in this bill will rectify over 120 years of explicit exclusion in provisions of Australia's founding legal document. The Constitution never recognised Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples as the first peoples of this country. They were not represented in the constitutional conventions leading to federation.
Mr Dreyfus added, "We are failing to close the gap on inequality with Indigenous Australians despite the Mabo ruling and apology to the stolen generations."
Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples still face significant gaps in life expectancy and educational attainment. Despite commitments to reduce the representation of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander peoples in the criminal justice system, they are still proportionately the most incarcerated peoples on the planet. On our current trajectory, the gap will not be closed by 2030. On our current trajectory, it will not close in our lifetimes.
For the Voice backers in Canberra, it's an acknowledgement they'll need to work hard to get through to voters who might be sceptical. Nathan Napo from the Institute of Urban Indigenous Health says they'll also have to avoid the spread of fake information about the Voice.
We'll have a real responsibility to be able to have, you know, meaningful conversations and debate around this and make sure that there's no misinformation being presented to our people and the wider community.
Opposition leader Peter Dutton was notably absent from the bill's introduction. His party has raised fears over a wave of litigation and the extent of the Voice's powers. Speaking to Radio 2GB, Mr Dutton expressed his concerns.
If it ends up in the High Court for years and years, if it slows down the machinery of government, which is slow enough already, if it adds billions of dollars to the cost of doing business, all of that is just passed on to taxpayers.
Liberal MP Karen Andrews accused Prime Minister Anthony Albanese of attempting to manipulate citizens into voting.
I think it's a long way off from the Prime Minister to be able to answer a question about the detail. And without the detail, Australians are not in a position to determine whether or not they're going to support the Voice. And the Prime Minister needs to stop belittling people who ask legitimate questions about the Voice.
The bill will now go to a joint select committee for scrutiny with a report due back in May. The Indigenous Australians Minister Linda Burney left the door open to a potential amendment of the bill.
The important thing is, and the government is very open and sees the committee process as absolutely crucial in terms of people having a say about the legislation. There will clearly be a report provided and we'll take it from there once that report's provided.
Alex Anifantis, SBS News.